This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's called the Great Reset, tough guy. It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and a universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. We have articles everywhere. Their press releases saying it. And the crew asked me during the break, they go, are you all right? You really seem upset. Are you feeling okay? Well, then, about that nuclear war, I mean, we're going to starve 100 million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah. And this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
You understand, like, I like living, right? I like your history in that. People are always telling me that hundreds of millions right now. See it on the news.
They're dying right now.
They're in their freaking houses starving to death, begging for God to help them,
and no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything.
And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it. God needs us to do it because God does pretty well.
Once again, not for the first time, what has seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really, I told you last night, I said, what's wrong with you? I'm really freaked out. I'm like, yeah, I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. And we're going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, we won't be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
Who is the most banned news network in the world?
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
InfoWars.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Yeah. Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who InfoWars is. I'm playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
In my first book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, I gave you a full analysis of the global elite's international conspiracy to enslave humanity and all life on the planet. The Great Reset is a planned attempt to redistribute all the world's wealth and power into the hands of banks, corporations, billionaires, and the World Economic Forum. The only way this corporate fascist conspiracy can succeed is if the people of the world are not aware of it. For years, we've been laying out their sinister blueprint on InfoWars. What we are witnessing is nothing less than the failed plans of social Darwinists to capture free market capitalism and turn it toward their fascist aims of controlling and depopulating the globe. Because of the tremendous success of the first book, which received tens of thousands of orders before it was even released, we're releasing a second book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The people the globalists fear the most are the members of their own systems of control who wake up and then decide to act against the machine. The globalists believe they planned for every possible contingency. They hadn't counted on the conscience and love of truth, which lives in the souls of good people. Order The Great Awakening now to support InfoWars and defeat the globalists.
Powerful InfoWars Life Formula yet? DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off or for an additional 10% off. Grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars host Owen Schroyer has been sentenced to 60 days in prison.
A couple hours ago, I was informed by my attorney that there is a warrant out for my arrest with allegations involving January 6th. I will have to turn myself in Monday morning.
The DOJ, the Biden administration, announced it's charging a host at InfoWars, a man called Owen Schroyer, with several federal crimes, including, quote, entering a restricted area on January 6th. Well, that sounds bad. What did Owen Schroyer do? He didn't go inside the Capitol building on January 6th. He stood on the Capitol steps with hundreds of other people.
It was never my intention to become a free speech martyr. Yes, I am a free speech activist. Yes, I believe the reason why the First Amendment is number one is because free speech is probably the most important thing to the foundations of having our country. But here I stand today, a free speech martyr. Make no mistake about it.
Owen Schroyer did not enter the Capitol building, but he did lead rioters in chants near the top of the building's steps.
I don't want to go to jail. I don't believe I belong in jail. I would even tell you that I believe that this case should be done, and I've served my probation with good behavior. Then there's the other side of me that's just an American citizen. I remove myself from the picture, and it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that future Americans may have to suffer through the same fate, or worse. It breaks my heart that somebody, a young journalist coming up, or a talk show is coming up, is going to have to censor themselves, chill their free speech, yeah, or be afraid.
Schroyer is one of two InfoWars employees arrested at the Capitol, but so far that has not included the founder, Alex Jones.
And in studio at 207 Central is the thought criminal, the free speech martyr, Owen Schroyer. I don't want to, obviously you don't want to talk about yourself the whole hour. We got a lot of other news to cover and things going on, but it's next level to go after a journalist, have you on probation for wearing tape over your mouth a year before, and defer to prosecution, you know, don't go in the Capitol. We weren't in the Capitol. You're there on the Capitol trying to keep people getting going in, and now 60 days in jail. And where is the corporate press? They're celebrating this, Owen, like it's a good thing.
Well, that's what you get in a fascist dictatorship, isn't it? And I think, and I talked to some other people about this last night, the timing of this is immaculate because what's happening to me has raised the alarm of many other journalists, many other independent media members, press members, obviously Tim Pool and his team last night. I mean, this is big. And these people know who I am, Alex. We don't need to get in my character, but I'm a good guy. Everybody knows that. I've got a good heart. I'm not a violent person. I've never encouraged violence ever. In fact, quite the opposite. But I am a journalist. And as much as the government wants to sit here and act like that's not the case, which is completely...
Because you're not a traitor against the country, you're a bad guy.
So this is what you get in a fascist dictatorship, Alex. And I think that that's the sound of the alarms going off as we play that coming into this segment. People realize, wow, they really will go after you for speech. They really will go after you for thought crimes. This is really where we're at in the United States of America. And there's one other piece of evidence to put on display for this that I'm hoping we can have soon. Of course, there's no media allowed in the courtroom. Nobody can record. There was one reporter there who just tried to do a sketch and they made this reporter rip it up and throw it out. Couldn't even do a sketch is how much censorship is going on in these courtrooms. We're trying to get the transcript of the proceeding yesterday released as quickly as possible.
You haven't told the story yet. What happened in court?
So, well, it was about an hour.
For journalists, they said in the filing, for new listeners, he, in May, still said the election was stolen on his show on this date, gave the quote, we want jail time because he said the election was stolen. Whether Owen's right or wrong, he has it right, which, of course, he's right. But, man, these people got some big huevos.
And there was a lot of misrepresentation in their filing. They misrepresented this whole idea that I was not remorseful after the indictment is not accurately portrayed because the quotes that they put in their sentencing memo all happened before the indictment. So the quotes that they're saying, look, Schroyer's not remorseful, all of them came before the indictment even happened. So what is their argument, really? Another misrepresentation was that I did not complete community service hours, which we filed the community service hours with the courts. So we had to submit that as evidence that was
a misrepresentation. Yeah, we know they lie, Owen. So.
But here's what I was getting at, Alex. This is the strangest part that I wish people could have seen, and I don't know if it will be received as well with the transcription from yesterday's proceedings, but the court and the government, the presentation was, this is not about Schroyer's speech, this is not about the First Amendment, and by the way, here's what Schroyer said, and that's why he needs jail time. I mean, I'm sitting there in
In the sentencing document.
I'm sitting there in the twilight zone listening to the proceedings where they...
By the way, here's where you get arrested. This is your original crime, wearing a tape on your mouth.
That's right. Got arrested for a piece of tape on my mouth. When the day before, again, timing is everything here. The day before, there were 40 anti-Trump protesters at that exact same spot in the Capitol. 40 anti-Trump protesters, exact same spot. They're allowed to do their little picket, but me with a piece of tape over my mouth gets arrested, which is funny because, okay.
Well, it just shows people work for the police all day. No, a lot of the police are captured like these guys.
Well, and think about the juxtaposition. The day before, 40 Trump protesters allowed to do their thing, but one man with a piece of tape over his mouth gets arrested. Now, what happened yesterday? What happened this week, Alex? Oh, Owen Schroyer's speech, forget about even January 6th, because they cite speech from dozens of days. So Owen Schroyer's speech gets him arrested, but they say, oh, it's because of this activity. And then what happened in Congress yesterday? Democrats raided Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office.
I forgot to say that. Guys, pull up. Democrats break into McCarthy's office. I saw that last night.
So
pull up, just click news. McCarthy, it comes up right after he says he's going to impeach. They then raid his office. So Democrats storm McCarthy's office. Pull that footage up.
And we're going to have more of this, too, just to show the double standard. It couldn't be more obvious. David Hogg disrupts Congress. They disrupted the Kavanaugh hearings. They had their abortion protesters disrupting. They have climate change protesters disrupting. There's their video yesterday going into Kevin McCarthy's office and disrupting. But Schroyer's speech is worthy of incarceration plus probation, which I'm not even sure if that's legal. So the juxtaposition here and the timing is just unbelievable. But getting back to the courtroom yesterday, Alex, their argument, the government argues that this is not about speech, and then the next words out of their mouth are, Owen Schroyer said. So they say,
sure, but that's all part of the, it's in the federal filing. So that's all part of the gaslighting. So what is the time frame of you going into jail, or what's going to happen?
So there's still a lot of nuts and bolts, and there's more unknowns than knowns right now. Our plan is to appeal. This, you know, could be unsuccessful. If so, we want to...
And people can say, it's not like you ran over somebody's dog while you're drunk driving and you get a month in jail. We can't just have you not appeal. This is precedent setting.
Absolutely. And it's a very unique situation. There's so many unique factors.
By the way, I didn't just tell people 4 years ago we got the platform, you're next. I knew they wrote in the Wall Street Journal, we're gonna censor Julian Assange and Alex Jones. The left won't defend him, the right won't defend Jones. Once that happens, we'll take everybody's rights. They said it. I mean, it's a plan. Like, this is a plan.
So what happens when somebody else questions the results of an election or denies the results of an election on a talk show, on a sidewalk in Washington, D.C.? Do they get arrested?
Well, if you're a Democrat, you're allowed to.
Of course. And so that's the double standard that's on display here. But we will appeal. And if we have to, and maybe this is what needs to happen, this will go to the Supreme Court. And I do believe that this is that important.
Oh, it is.
And there's a lot of other factors.
And I have a feeling the Supreme Court's going to take this because this is so brazen.
And there's a lot of different factors here, too, Alex, of can the judge give me incarceration and probation? Can the U.S. government take a plea deal and then insinuate in their sentencing memo that they're charging me or convicting me of something beyond what I even pled to? Can they bring up a situation or a case that they agreed would not be on the docket and that would be tossed from the conversation and to say, no, this is proof of...
No, we get it. It's all total weaponized fraud. They're a bunch of weak lawyers that all are just empowering each other to do this.
Well, and I'll just say this too, Alex, and you know, maybe you and I had some philosophical differences over the time, and that's fine because we both believe in free speech and this isn't a controlled operation, but I made sure throughout this process that I was always operating in good faith. I mean, to a T.
So I would disagree.
To a T. Well, you know, sometimes you were like, hey, you know, maybe throw a punch here or there and you may...
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This happens in America. You couldn't believe that this is what's going on in your country, and it's a...
But no one ever said to the left, they feel unlimited power.
They once said, somebody once said, you give liberals or you give progressives, you give Democrats a thimble of power, they'll find a way to abuse it. And that's what we see here today. And if we don't have a justice system, because, I mean, I said this yesterday in the press conference, the First Amendment, a cornerstone, the Second Amendment, a cornerstone, but the justice system is a cornerstone, too. If you can't get a fair trial or you can't even get a fair process where let's say that let's just.
Well, next we become Mexico where you go, there's not a, you just becomes rogue gangs.
If your case has already been decided before you even step into the courtroom, then we have no justice system. And that's what's happened with you. And now that's what's happened with Rudy Giuliani. And I'm afraid that some of Trump's legal team is going to have to learn this the hard way.
Yeah, but folks that don't know, they default you or they block you. You can't defend yourself. They have a show trial.
And then I think that they're going to do similar things in some of these Trump cases, too, where I hear Trump's lawyers all excited that they're going to do discovery and they're going to get to go through this whole process. And I'm just sitting here like, yeah, you know, you're probably not. You're probably not going to get to go through all the things that you normally would and the normal legal process and the normal justice system. It's gone. Under Merrick Garland, the justice system is gone. It is now an injustice system. And I don't know if he's...
Yeah, it might be Merrick Garland actually kills the country.
I don't know if he's the puppeteer of all of this stuff, but
I just a front man. It's been a long time going. Well, let's shift gears out of your case into all the other news. Major U.S. cruise missile attack. That's who runs them and flies them and drills them. You'd have somebody at the terminal aim it, but it's run by the U.S. government. Blowing up the Russian fleet in the Black Sea. Major escalations.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you bring this up, Alex, because I've got the spidey senses are going off. I think something big is coming. A cyber attack, something big, I think, is going to hit us in the next couple.
I agree. They're saying UK storm shadow, but there's also U.S. cruise missiles. Keep going.
There were a bunch of cyber attacks or cyber issues in Las Vegas this week. There was a bunch of stuff going on at D.C. There was like some mystery in D.C., actually. You couldn't find a rent a car. You couldn't find a hotel room. I'm asking a bunch of people, including some people that might know a thing or two at the Pentagon. And they're saying, yeah, there's some cyber deal this week, but it's kind of a hush-hush thing. Not everybody really knows about it. So that has my ears perked up that something big is coming. And when you see what they're now trying to do to Elon Musk and Starlink, I mean, that just shows you they're committed to, I mean, a nuclear war is what it seems like. They are committed to
a nuclear war. Yeah, people said, Jones, you're a traitor saying Elon Musk is good. No, he's turning towards us and damaging the globalists. You can't deny a bunch of stuff he's now done has been good.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, if I'm not allowed to be back on Twitter, but Elon Musk stops World War III, you know what? I think I'll be okay with that. I think I'll take that trade-off in the meantime.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's perfect, but, I mean, he's coming out against transgenderism, coming out against the shots, coming out against censorship, coming out against the ADL, coming out against World War III, blocking the attack on the fleet we just saw today.
Yeah.
And it just, it's like, okay, well, but there's these holier-than-thou folks just want to say, you know, you're not as good as me. Okay, great. Then Elon Musk should be sent to Mars, shot out of a cannon, fine. Let's go back to the way Twitter was before, 10 times worse. I agree. Elon Musk is horrible. Now I'm better than everybody else.
Well, maybe that's what he'll do if they try to go after him. Or who knows? Maybe they'll just try to arrest him. He blasts off on a Starship rocket and just orbits the planet and just says, yeah, come and get
me. Well, I don't think he's going to save us. I don't totally trust him. The point is, we have to admit he's getting better. Now, we've done 3.5 hours, 3 hours, 24 minutes technically. I'm not plugged. I'm not going to bitch at you, listeners. I'm not going to complain. But, man, you're tuned in. This is not like other entertainment, other shows. We are self-funded by you. We've got Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula that does incredible things for your immune system, your joints, your bones, your neurological system. It's incredible. Finally back in stock. We have DNA Force Plus that makes your telomeres last longer and cleans out your DNA and your mitochondria. It's discounted. Get them both together, 35% off. We've got books, films. We've got Super Female Vitality. Super Male's been sold out for 4 or 5 months. Super Female is the same product, a pink label, 60% off. We've got all the fluoride-free toothpaste, the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there. The turmeric toothpaste, the whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes money to fight this, plus they're great products. So you're not going to save the world buying these products, but you're going to keep this show in the air, and together we're going to save the world. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're almost sold out. What's crazy about a product, we sell almost all of it the first few months, then it slows down. But we're down to like 100 signed books. It's a fundraiser. I won't sign more of The Great Reset and The War for the World. You can get unsigned books for like $20. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But you need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You need DNA Force Plus. You need Super Female Vitality. You need turmeric toothpaste. You need tooth whitening toothpaste, coral calcium. You need our activated charcoal, all full of essential oils. All of those toothpaste, InfoWarsStore.com. And Super Female Vitality is cold-pressed herbs, so they have a much bigger effect. They haven't been heated up, full of all these known compounds that are concentrated to really boost stamina, libido, and energy. You want to keep us on air, get your Super Female Vitality for men and women. It's the same formula, it's a different label. InfoWarsStore.com, and it's almost sold out. Super Female Vitality, almost sold out. Again, Super Female Vitality, or 888-253-3139. Oh, and you're going to take over here. We're going to move off of your case into other issues. And then finally, I'm done with the deep state depositions. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, myself, Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. Central, doing a fabulous job. Yourself, The War Room, you're going to host today, 3 p.m. But, Owen, what else is on your screen? What else is on your agenda coming up?
Well, I've been a little busy the last 3 days. As I said, I haven't slept much. I haven't even sat down for a meal since Monday night. I do have some plans for the show today, but there is some big news breaking that we're going to be covering. But I will say that, you know, we got a lot of new audience members because of the case that happened this week with my name. And I was on Tim Pool last night. I've done a bunch of different interviews since then as well. And this is such a historic precedent-setting case for free speech that people are tuned in and they're saying, well, gee, why does the U.S. government want Schroer so bad? Why is this guy such a marked man? Well, we're gonna show you why. We're going to show you why what I believe is the reason that I have this target on my back. And it's not just the affiliation to Person One here, Person One, sitting
I love that new nickname. Was that you or Tim Pool came up with that?
Oh, that was the U.S. government.
No, I know in the document is Person One.
Yeah. Well, no, last night we were getting a little campy on Tim Pool, and we said, oh, you know, Alex should just embrace Person One.
Guys, show the tweet from
Tim Pool.
Tim Pool, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, yeah, Alex Jones' new nickname is Person One, so you're now Person One. But, you know, you've had a long body, you've had a long career of work, Alex, and people know why you've got a target on your back. I haven't had such the long career as you yet. I'm not as long in the tooth yet. But, you know what, I've got a pretty extensive resume, and I've got a pretty impressive rap sheet. And so for people that don't know who Owen Schroer is or what I'm all about or why I might have this target on my back, we're going to explain that a little bit more with the video evidence today. Not to mention a presidential candidate giving a shout out to this case, because again, it's not about me, it's about free speech.
And so, that's right. And in first interview, New Mexico governor doubles down on Herb raising unconstitutional tax.
That's wild.
Against the Second Amendment. She says, I'm focused on everyone's constitutional rights, not just those of the NRA. Well, it's not the NRA that gives you the Second Amendment. It's the Second Amendment. Be right back.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down into the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, it's nice to be back home. I'll tell you that. It's nice to be back home here at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And while the big story for me has obviously been the First Amendment, which we have addressed extensively here, dealing with my case, the censorship, and everything else. But the Second Amendment is also under direct attack from the Democrats. And it's an interesting phenomenon to watch. Some of the most far-left radical anti-gun Democrats like Ted Lieu and activists like David Hogg speaking out against the New Mexico governor, who still is refusing to back off her claim and attempt that she wants to disarm American citizens. In first interview, New Mexico governor doubles down on her unconstitutional attacks. It's not for the police to tell me what's constitutional or not. You know, that's ironic, Governor Grisham, because it's not on you, the governor, or any politician, or the government, to tell us what's constitutional or not, or that we can have a firearm or not. So it would seem that you need to apply your own logic here to yourself. But I guess self-awareness is not something Democrats really possess now, is it? Not just fellow Democrats calling her out for her unconstitutional aggression. New Mexico's attorney general announces he will not defend Governor Grisham against lawsuits filed in response to her unconstitutional gun grab. Now, her doubling down is interesting to see, because I guess that means she's going to actually attempt to disarm American citizens. Now, how is she going to do that? Obviously, the police aren't going to cooperate. Obviously, the Attorney General's office is not going to cooperate. Is she going to go door to door and request firearms be handed over to her? Now, let's get a broader focus here. And let's just think philosophically, or what happens when the rubber meets the road. And let's say that the governor of New Mexico actually is able to get a law even. You do not have the right to possess a firearm. And she claims that this is for the safety. But actually, let's go to her first. And then let's dig in to what this might actually mean or look like. Let's first go to clip 13. Why does she want to take your guns?
If you're not going to stand up for these kids and really test as hard as you can, getting fewer guns and dealing with gun violence in a meaningful way, then you're basically saying that you won't be responsible to protect the citizens of the state. Well, I will, and I will do everything in my power to turn the tide and to make sure every New Mexican, particularly children, are safe.
So we got a couple of problems here. One, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to listen for 1 second to a liberal progressive Democrat talking about protecting the children when this is the very group of people that murder them in the womb. This is the very group of people that if they had their way, half the children born in this country would become eunuchs by the time they hit puberty. So the same group of people that is okay with you killing your baby in the womb, the same group of people that promotes genital mutilation of children are now telling you they want to stand up for the children. Give me a break. Give me a break. But what about this philosophy here? See, there's a misunderstanding, Governor. When you say you're going to do everything in your power to keep people safe, you must not understand. You must not get it. This is a constitutional republic. It's on us, the citizens of the United States of America, to do whatever we feel is necessary under our own power to keep ourselves or our families safe. That is not your job. And it never was. And in fact, there is a very important document that I'm sure this governor hates so much. In fact, there's a few documents that I'm sure she hates a lot. But you see, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution actually specifically lets you know, Governor, that no, you don't have the right to decide how we are going to defend ourselves or our family. And this is the philosophical problem that the American left has. It's not your job to raise our families. It's not your job to protect our families. It's not your job to make sure we don't get sick or don't get a virus. None of that is your job. The Bill of Rights and the Constitution explicitly explains that that is not your job. Your job is to make sure that we have the rights and the freedoms to decide what we need to do for self-defense. But you see, this is the liberal philosophy now, that the government needs to be your daddy. And the government needs to be your big brother. And I guess that's the very foundational issue with modern day liberalism, is they believe that the government has the exclusive right to decide how you protect yourself, how you stay healthy, what you think, what you do, and that is obviously wrong. Now, here she doubles down saying she's going to test this right, and she's going to try to go full tyrant and take your firearms in clip 15.
Also have, Governor, the Constitution of New Mexico and the Constitution of the United States, and you're an attorney. Do you think you're on solid constitutional ground here?
Well, we're going to see. I mean, look, I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I had the right. I have the right.
Where is the right? Where is the
in
right?
In the state of New Mexico, public health, it's a suspension. It's not a ban. And we'll see what all of these court actions do. And I did say publicly, Poppy, look, I got a Supreme Court that says my personal bodily autonomy can be restricted. And yet NRA and other issues on the Second Amendment keeps getting broadened. So the Bruin case in New York, that deals with concealed carry, cases in Texas.
And that's
that say
actually,
you can
Governor,
be
what
a,
I'm talking about. You bring up the Bruin case. The
but
Supreme
I don't
Court
know.
Last
this
year.
Question,
let me just ask you this, because the Supreme Court last year totally changed what we're allowed to do, what you're allowed to do. And they said unless you can base it in the history and tradition, you don't have grounds to do something like this. The New Mexico Constitution, I looked last night, Article 2, Section 6, says this, quote, no law shall abridge the right of citizens to keep and bear arms for security and defense. No municipality or county shall regulate in any way any incident of the right to keep and bear arms. Are you not in violation of both the U.S. Constitution and your state's constitution?
I don't believe that we are, and it's that narrow reading of the Constitution, which has been tested in the state. We wouldn't have universal background checks. We wouldn't have a waiting period. We wouldn't have a red flag law. We wouldn't have prohibitions for straw purchases. None of those would have been deemed constitutional, and today all of them are.
They were before
the
Supreme Court ruled
that. Right discussions. Fair, but they haven't been tested again.
Okay.
And so for law enforcement, and I understand they're...
Folks, this is very key. And again, not that we're going to rehash my case here, but you understand, they're testing the limits of the First Amendment, and they're testing the limits of the Second Amendment right now. That's what this is about. And they now have a working legal theory that, you know what, actually you don't have an absolute right to free speech, assembly, or redress of grievances, or even self-defense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ever. I mean, I just look at the warnings that have been issued. I'm a 34-year-old man here. I've been involved in media, I mean, geez, really since I was in high school. And I've been following media, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Alex Jones, Andrew Breitbart. The list goes on, and it's amazing sitting here now, living in the world that they warned me about, facing the consequences and the punishments for my thoughts and my speech that they warned would come. And now it's the Second Amendment. And so we have to have a deep understanding fundamentally of what's going on, and that the attacks on the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, coordinated, happening at the same time, is not coincidental. And that's not to say that the governor in New Mexico is collaborating with the justice system in a pincer attack against our country consciously, but they're all on the same page, they're all on the same message, and that message is clear. The First Amendment and the Second Amendment are not absolute, and we will test new legal theories and practices to make sure that the next generation of Americans know that these rights are not enshrined and not their birthrights. The most egregious assault on the foundation of this country, the most egregious assault on our birthrights that I have ever witnessed in my life. So, okay, but let's just think rationally. Let's think what happens when the rubber meets the road. Okay. How many examples do we have of the criminalization of free speech? We've talked extensively about my case. I don't need to relitigate right now that, but there's a case study right there. One that might need to go to the Supreme Court. But what does it look like if any governor, but in this case the New Mexico governor, decides, yep, we're going to disarm American citizens? Okay. Well, you've defunded the police. You have released the most hardcore criminals, violent criminals, repeat offenders, from jail. So you have no police, and the police that you have left are now hamstrung and have their hands tied, because if they actually engage in law enforcement, they might go to jail. And the criminal that they arrested is going to be released. So no law enforcement, no police on the streets, criminals roaming the streets, committing violent crimes, getting released from jail, and now you, the Democrats, would say, don't even have a right to self-defense. How do you think that goes? How do you think that goes? Well, I guess we could take a look at the crime statistics in Chicago and get a pretty good idea. In fact, hell, I haven't done this exercise in a while. In the gun-free zone of Democrat-run Chicago, how many murders do you think took place this weekend? It's not a fun game to play, but it certainly shows you a good example of what happens in a gun-free zone run by Democrats where criminals are released back on the streets. So let's go over under, let's see, mid-September. I'm thinking over under four. Over under four murdered, four gun homicides in Chicago last weekend. I'd say four homicides and then probably 10 shot. So guys, let's go ahead and pull that up. It's sad that if you watch InfoWars a lot, you notice like, wow, how is he able to do this? How is he able to do this odds making stuff? Like, is he a sports bookie? Is he an odds maker at MGM and the casinos? Look at that. This weekend in Chicago, 22 shot, 5 killed. So if you had the over today, you won. Wow, Schroyer said 4. It was 5. How did he know that? Because I follow the news. It happens every freaking weekend. So, there's your gun-free zone of Democrat-run Chicago, where the police get defunded and the criminals get released on the street. 5 shot dead. 22 shot. How many of them women? How many of them children? How many of them innocent? Not even involved in anything, just trying to live their life. Happens every weekend. That's just a taste, though. That's just a taste. What about a historical reference? Well, Hitler took the guns from the Jews. Pol Pot took the guns. Mao took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Lenin took the guns. We all know the story. All fascist tyrants, all authoritarian, totalitarian regimes take the firearms. Every single one. And so it's nice to see the Democrats living up to that standard. It's nice to see the Democrats carrying on that history. So I guess we didn't learn from the 20th century. Now we're going to have to learn for ourselves in the 21st century that fascist dictatorships disarm the public. Now, there is a bit of a difference now. There is a bit of a difference because in the United States of America, what do you got? 200 million gun owners? 200 million gun owners? And I'd like to ask, because the liberal gun grabbers, which, by the way, since when was the Second Amendment not a liberal civil right? It used to be that liberals believed in civil rights. Like, should black Americans have guns? Yes, that's their civil right. Oh, but wait a second, not anymore. Should women have the right to self-defense so they can protect themselves on the streets if they're walking alone at night? Isn't that a civil right of self-defense? Isn't that just common sense? What happened to liberalism and civil rights? Not anymore. Modern-day liberalism is now oppression. Modern-day liberalism is now authoritarianism. Modern-day liberalism is classical fascism. And they want to disarm the American people. So you have to ask yourself, though, because I haven't heard anybody ask the governor of New Mexico one simple question. Governor, how do you plan to disarm your citizens? Are you going to go door-to-door yourself all alone? Is that your plan? You're just going to... Yes, hi, this is your Democrat governor here to take your guns, hand them on over, and then what's next, your kids too? Should they take your kids next too so they can chop them up, mangle them, have their way with them? No, it's the governor. Oh, yeah. Just here to take your guns. Please voluntarily turn your guns in. Is that how this goes? Does the governor of New Mexico have to show up maybe with a gun on her hip? Maybe she's got a long arm over her shoulder. So she shows up. Yes, I'm here to confiscate your firearms. I'm here to disarm you. Governor, is that a pistol on your hip? That's a gun, isn't it? Huh. Governor, is that a rifle over your shoulder there? I'm just a little confused because you're taking my firearms, but yet you've got a firearm right there. Or maybe it's even more egregious. Does she need to have police with her, armed police, when she shows up at your door to take your gun? Here to take your firearms, and my friends are with the police are here in case you don't cooperate, so go ahead and hand them over. Is she going to have the military with her? Are they going to be pointing guns at you? Are you going to have to turn over your firearm at gunpoint? Maybe it's even more egregious. Maybe the Democrat governor of New Mexico shows up at your door with her own private security paid for by you, the American taxpayer. Just like the Democrats in Chicago, just like the Democrats in California, just like the Democrats in New York, just like the Democrats in St. Louis, they all want to disarm you and defund the police, but they get private armed security. You know what that is? That's a fascist, authoritarian dictator. And these are now your Democrat governors. These are now your Democrat mayors. These are now your Democrat members of Congress. And yes, even your Democrat President Joe Biden, who says he wants to ban assault weapons. A total assault on the Second Amendment, a total violation of the Second Amendment. That does it for the Alex Jones Show. I'll be hosting the InfoWars War Room right here on Band-Out.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.